Are you looking to blaze the trail and build or expand your business empire? Welcome to She's Building Her Empire, a place of motivation, inspiration, and innovative business strategies to help increase your income and, more importantly, your impact. Follow your purpose while building your empire with your host and business coach, Stacey Tuschel. Hello and welcome to She's Building Her Empire, episode number 165. I'm your host, Stacey Tuschel, and welcome to today's show. Now, what I want to talk about today is the difference between all of these programs out there. So you've got group coaching, private coaching, masterminds, you name it. Now, first, full disclosure, I have nothing to sell here. You will not get pitched at the end of this. My programs are closed. I really, truly want to help you understand the difference between all of these because I've realized that there are so many people out there that have never had a coach before. They've never been a part of masterminds. And I really want to make sure that I help you understand what these are so that when an opportunity arises, you have the information you need to make those decisions. And I think I'm always so blown away, but I forget. I've been in business now already for so long, and I've been already going to masterminds, being a part of coaching programs for already 11 years. So that's that curse of knowledge that makes me forget what it was like 11 years ago when I was at my first conference and they pitched a mastermind and I was probably going, what in the world is a mastermind? So let's kind of dive into that first because masterminds are all the rage right now. Everybody's talking about masterminds. And one thing that I can tell you is that there are a big difference between free masterminds and paid masterminds. And you might be thinking, why would I pay for a mastermind when I can just start one on my own? Now, first of all, again, I've been in a mastermind group for the last 11 years. I have been in several masterminds. I've been in some that have been on the phone. It's been like a nationwide thing. We were all on the phone. We've done Zoom. We've done in person. You name it. I've done these locally. I've done a bunch of different kinds. Some where we meet once a month. Some where we meet weekly. Just depends. Now, let's start with the free ones. So, of course, yes, you can absolutely start one on your own. But the reason I think the paid ones have now, they're all over the place is because if you've been in a mastermind, you know it's actually quite a bit of work to keep it together and for somebody to take on that facilitator role. And when you don't have somebody to take on that facilitator role, a lot of times these masterminds fall apart. So what I can tell you is I've been in a lot of masterminds, and as I've decided to leave the mastermind just because you know, my business evolves, I'm personally changing the level I'm heading in, the direction I'm heading in, and I have to maybe decide, is this worth my time, my energy, all of that. As I leave, sometimes I would notice that after I was gone, they would fall apart. And the reason for that is, if you can't tell, I definitely am somebody who likes to take charge. I always like to be the leader. So that naturally happens. So when I leave some of these groups, of course they're falling apart because the person who's facilitating it is no longer doing that. And if you're in there and you're not a facilitator and you like to observe and just kind of watch and let somebody else take charge, if you miss that person, of course it's going to fall apart. So my point is with this, if you want to do a free mastermind, I would honestly tell you that you need to be the person to step in here and really be in charge and make sure that it happens. Having an agenda, having a timer, knowing that you've got to have this rotation in the mix to get everybody's thoughts and everything together. Now, before I even dive into these paid ones, let me even kind of backtrack here for a moment and just explain the mastermind in general, because here I go again thinking you know what this means, right? So what it is just a like-minded group of individuals coming together. So for me, this looks like maybe myself and 10 other dance studio owners where I was specifically in my niche. I've been in ones where it's just, you know, local entrepreneurs, they have small businesses. I've been in ones where they've strictly been online businesses. It doesn't matter, but there is an objection to this. So there's something that kind of keeps you in mind. So the last mastermind that I ran that's currently in session, so again, it's not something you can sign up for. They're currently in it right now. Our objection was to create a 90-day goal and to have that accountability to head in that direction. So every single week we're setting goals, and then the next week we're following up of, did you hit those goals? And there's accountability there. So it can be just this little slight twist of what is the objection of this group and what is holding them together, okay? So going back to the free versus the paid, the reason what's happening with the paid reason is because when I'm telling you, go start your free one and you be the person to be in charge, you're going to say to yourself, this is a lot of work. I should be paid for doing this. Okay. And that is why all of these new ones are becoming paid memberships, because it is a lot of work to facilitate, to find the right people, to make sure that everybody's a good fit for the group and the accountability aspect moving forward, piecing them, holding them together. Okay. The biggest thing that I see people misunderstanding with paid masterminds is, yes, there is usually an expert who is the facilitator, but understand that this person is not here to be the expert of the group and to share with you everything you need. It is for them to facilitate the conversation between the mastermind members, okay? So pulling out ideas, pulling out questions, pulling out comments, maybe sometimes the person speaking just doesn't know the right question to ask, and that facilitator can help with them, okay? So I think sometimes people assume it's really just a group coaching program and they're hiring that person to be the expert, but that's not what a mastermind is. So be very, very clear on that. The mastermind is about the people in the group and everybody bringing value to the group, okay? And it's so amazing to be able to have, you know, not just one person's opinion, but to have several opinions in the group as well. I had somebody recently who was in a hot seat, which is just kind of, we put them on display and they go through a problem and everybody helps them with that problem. And it was 15 minutes. And she said, "That was such an amazing 15 minutes. I have been struggling with this for about 10 weeks of what I wanted to do." And just getting all of the feedback from everybody, I had so much clarity in 15 minutes. Now, if it was just me giving her advice for 15 minutes, that clarity would not have felt as strong, because just one opinion versus 10 opinions, 12 opinions, 15 opinions is a big, big difference, okay? So one of the things I recently have done, and I always talk about this, you probably heard me say before, I like to survey my current clients, because that helps me with how did was this product, a program or service, how can I make it better next time, what do they like, what do they not like, etc. So in the survey that I recently did to my mastermind members, I asked them a bunch of questions, but the two that I want to go over is, I said, what is like the, I guess, what did you love about this? Like, what was something you absolutely loved? And then what was an area we could have improved upon, you know, making it better next time? And it was like, both of them were so unanimous. So the one thing of what they loved was they all said the women in the group. So they loved the group just itself and the women that were in it. Number two, what would you like more of? It was like crazy amount of people that said more of Stacy, more of Stacy's expertise, more of her questions answered. So here's where I kind of get stuck, because again, the mastermind is not about me. It's about the women in the group. And what's crazy is they loved the women in the group. It was their favorite part, but they were looking for more of me, right? So one of the things that I was able to do and to really kind of help, how do I make this a win-win here, was we included, and this is where I'm going to explain group coaching, but we included the group coaching package inside of the mastermind, because I realized some of these women really had signed up for my expertise and they wanted to know my answers and my questions. So that was one of the things I had to make sure that I was able to get their questions answered every single week too. But then at the same time, I didn't want to monopolize the mastermind group, because that's not what a mastermind group is. It's really learning from everybody else in the group. So it was a good addition for me. But then again, I'm sure this is raising questions for you with, well, what's the difference between group coaching and a mastermind, right? What's the difference there? And what's the difference between group coaching and private coaching? Well, everybody wants private coaching. I was actually talking to one of my clients and she had said, well, everybody that I've talked to so far has chosen, not paid for, but chosen, said, I would definitely want one-on-one over group coaching. And my response was, of course they want one-on-one. The big question is, will they pay for one-on-one? So that is why group coaching is so much more popular now, because there are a lot of people, especially now in this online space where we can sell digital products and we don't even need to sell our time anymore, right? We can create a program that maybe has taken us, let's say, a month to generate this entire huge 12 module course. And we can spend that month, but then we can sell it forever. And it just keeps going and going and becomes passive income. So our time is getting more valuable when we're trying to sell it one-on-one or in a group coaching program, okay? So a lot of people would love your private coaching, but they're not going to pay for it, right? They're looking at your group coaching and going, yeah, that looks better. So that is something to be thinking about when you're creating things like this, because I do know that there are so many people that would love to pay for to work with me privately one-on-one, but the group coaching is just a much, much better option for them. So I want you to be thinking about that when you're either looking at hiring somebody or maybe you're looking at selling your services as well. Now, the group coaching is where you're going to get that expert's advice. They are not really here for the group, right? They're not here for the other women. That might just be a bonus for them. Now, besides price point, what is a reason to pick private over group or vice versa? So really, the only thing that I can really think of that somebody would want in a group atmosphere is maybe they want to get kind of that mastermind feel, which it's not going to be exactly the same, but it will be somewhat. They'll still get some other opinions. There will still be a group. It's just not as close-knit as a mastermind is. But they might be able to kind of think, okay, can I kill two birds with one stone type of thing, right? There are definitely differences, but some of these are maybe slight enough for them to go, okay, this would be the best bang for my buck. This is the reason that I want this, right? Now, when I am looking at what I've been in with group coaching programs private, I typically pay for private. And it's for the obvious reasons, right? So I like to do things very quick. I'm very focused. And I want you just to tell me, what do I need to do? And I will do it. You're not going to get as much clarity and as that, not clarity, you're not going to get as much time in a group. You're sharing the expert in a group coaching program. Whereas privately, you're getting all of that person's time and attention. So right now I've been working with my private coach. I've been working with him probably, I don't know, 6-7 months, maybe a little bit longer. Before him, I've had other private coaches, but I have been having private instruction again for over a decade. It's just been something for me that has really, really helped. But at the same time, it is a financial investment. So you have to weigh your pros and cons here and ask yourself, where is the best use of my time, money, and energy going to go? Because you might not be able to financially afford group coaching, private coaching, and a mastermind, right? You might only be able to pick one out of those, and that might be something you're saving up for. So I want you to be aware of what this all looks like and where the best route for you is. I absolutely believe that private will get you where you need to go faster if, big if here, if you find the right person and it's somebody where you are looking at them. Like, I look at my coach and I think, I love what he's doing. I love his model. I love the business that he has. I want him to help me fast track creating something just like that. So I need him to help me say, don't waste your time on this. Don't waste your time on that. Here's where I think you should start. And here's what I think you should do. And we just go quickly in that direction, right? So that's what I'm looking at for private coaching. However, if that is so out of your budget, then say to yourself, how can you utilize the group coaching as best as you possibly can until you can afford to have a private coach? Then I feel like you don't need private and group. You need one or the other. So I don't have a group coaching program that I'm in right now. I strictly have my private coach. And again, I pick more private over group. But again, I also had a successful business this entire time as I'm paying for it. When I first got started, I was in a very, it was very inexpensive. To me at the time, it was expensive. It was about $187 a month. That was a lot of money for me, but that was my way into group coaching. So that's how I started my first ever business. Now that was 11 years ago. Prices are probably much, much higher than that for a base level entry, but I just wanted to kind of share that with you as well. So I do think though, I'm in a mastermind and I'm in a group coaching program myself, not group, sorry, private. Between the two, I'm spending a crazy amount of money. And I've actually shared that number with you before, so you might already know how much I've spent. But with that said, those two things have brought me back the income I need to continue to say, I will invest. You know, even if a certain program goes up, I can go, well, it's still worth it for me. I'm going to invest back into that. So I want you to be thinking about where is the best use of always your time, your energy, and your money. And what is like your wish list, your bucket item of, as soon as I have this, I need to invest in that. I want you to be thinking about that. And I hope I gave you enough info to decide between the three and to understand the differences between them. Now, if that curse of knowledge is still coming in the way right now, and you're going, oh, but I have so many more questions, please let me know. Definitely hop in our Facebook group. Share some more questions with me. I want to hear from you. If you're not in there already, you can go to shesbuildingherempire.club. Takes you right in the Facebook group. No opt-in, no email required. Gets you right in there. And come chat with me, because It's a great way for me to continue this conversation and help you even further with all of this information. And very soon, I will be starting to record all of my podcasts live on Facebook. And then the following week, it'll be uploaded to iTunes, Stitcher, all of that, so that it'll be here on the podcast. So if you're looking to get this information even quicker, you are definitely going to be in that Facebook group, because I share all my videos in there, or be on my fan page at Stacey Tushel. So, all right, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope this was helpful and an eye-opener if this is something new to some of you. And again, I hope to see you in the Facebook group at shesbuildingherempire.club. See you soon.
And before you go, I want to thank one of our sponsors. Today's podcast is brought to you by audible.com. Audible is my go-to audio book of choice, and I listen to my Audible app every single day. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to check out their service. To download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/herempire. Again, that's audibletrial.com/herempire for your free trial today.
We appreciate you joining us for this episode of She's Building Her Empire. Be sure to join the free Facebook community at shesbuildingherempire.club. For more free content, videos, and rock-solid business advice to build your purposeful business and take it to the next level, please visit shesbuildingherempire.com. We look forward to helping you build your empire, create an everlasting impact, and live the life of your dreams. Until next time.